two stories this morning at the beginning and the end of the readings. Two stories about flora, about planted things, about things that grow in the ground, a bush and a fig tree. So I have a little story I'd like to share with you about things that grow in the ground. I think most of you know that Judy and I have a little farm out in the town of Hardwick, right in the middle of the Commonwealth. And right behind the house, about 60 or 70 feet from the back door, there is an old apple tree, an ancient tree bent with the winds and rains of New England seasons. I would guess that it has stood in that same spot for maybe 70 years, and possibly longer. It is not an especially lovely tree, and it does not bear especially lovely fruit. It does not bear the sort of apples that you find at the Whole Foods, looking like a platonic ideal of an apple. It makes the sort of apples that have a destiny in applesauce or in apple pies. It has survived ice storm and snowfall, summer heat and winter freeze, hurricane wind and nor'easter rain for all of these years. And 2 years ago, in 2011, for some reason, it produced an immense number of apples. Never in all our years there, a place that we have known now for almost 25 years, never have I known this tree to produce such fruit. It really was an embarrassment of fruit, a burdensome amount of fruit. I collected whole brown paper grocery bags filled with ugly apples. Even when the freak snowstorm came that year on the 30th of October and broke all the branches of so many trees, there were still apples on that tree. The deer got to keep the ones that hit the ground. But even with that loss, there were pounds and pounds and pounds of apples that came from that tree. That was 2 years ago. Last year, a year with a temperate sun, a slightly warm summer, not too outrageously warm here in Massachusetts, and an average amount of rainfall, a pretty typical New England summer, that old apple tree did not produce a single apple. Not one. It budded in March, and it blossomed in April. It put out the usual leaves, and it even threw off a few new branches, but it did not produce one single piece of fruit. And so now, we are wondering, what will happen this year? The story Jesus tells about such a tree isn't really a story about the tree. It is a story about the gardener and about the owner of the tree. Like that old apple tree, this fig tree has given no fruit. And the owner who planted the tree is more than willing to get rid of it and put something in its place that will make better use of the soil, better use of the rain and the sun, better use of the gardener's care. But the gardener intervenes. Give it a year, says the gardener. You never know what might happen. Don't be so quick to judge. Let me work with it again this year. So, the spring is nearly here. It will be here before Palm Sunday. And now we are in the waiting year. We are in the year of waiting to see whether the tree will bear fruit. Of course, the parable isn't really talking about fig trees or apple trees. The parable is giving us something of the dynamic of the relationship between two aspects of the person of God, two persons of the Trinity, the Creator and the Redeemer, the Maker and the Savior, the owner of the vineyard and the gardener of the tree. The trees that bear fruit or the trees that don't? Well, my dear friends, those trees are where the parable is talking about us. We are a tree planted in this vineyard. We were planted here long, long ago on this corner. Over years and years and years here, we have borne fruit. We have baptized and blessed. We have laughed and cried. We have sung our hearts out and given our silent prayers to God. We have brought people into the faith, and we have prayed them out of this life. But the Lent lesson here is that our past, as beautiful and noble as it is not the thing the owner of the vineyard is interested in. It is whether we will bear fruit this year. It is whether we show promise of continuing to bear fruit, of witnessing to God's love, of being a community of reconciliation and forgiveness, of being a place that is willing to explore every possible way we can find of doing God's work and of being God's hands in the world. We are now in our year of discernment. And we're not just in discernment about me, not just discernment about the clergy person whom we call to be among us. We are in discernment about ourselves, about our ministry, about our witness to Newton and the world from this place. We are in a year of praying and thinking and working to understand what God wants us to do. And more importantly, what God wants us to be as a community called by and representing the gospel of Jesus of Nazareth. And it is just possible, my sisters and brothers, it is just possible that this is our waiting year. It is just possible that while we are having this conversation among ourselves, a different conversation has already gone on about us between the owner of the vineyard and the gardener. Where is their fruit? That is the question. What are they doing? Are they making good use of what I have given them? The possibility of awakening what is divine and holy in each one of their hearts. The gift of engaging each other in true and mutual community. The possibility of genuine and blessed friendship with each other in sharing the knowledge of my love for them. Are they trying to figure out how to bear fruit in the years to come? Are they bound down and overgrown with the deadwood of fear? Or are they reaching toward the warmth and the light and stretching themselves in new ways? And it is just possible that the gardener, our brother Jesus, has interceded for us yet again. Give them this year. Let me tend them this year. Don't be so quick to judge. Let me work with them again this year. And you know what it says in the gospel that the gardener is going to do to that tree in the year to come. I'm going to dump manure on them. Let me feed them and water them and shine the light of love on them. The love that turns problems into possibilities and hesitation into hope. Let me lead them just a little deeper, just a step closer into the crazy life of Christian disciples. Let me do a little pruning. Let me do a little work on their roots. Let me talk to them. We talk to our plants. And then let's see what happens. Let's see if they bear fruit. This is our year of discernment. It is important and serious work that we are doing. But while we are doing this work, it is just possible that this is our waiting year. The year the gardener is looking to us in hope, standing up for us, shielding us from judgment, shedding on us light and love, and tending us and giving us a chance to bear fruit. How then shall we respond?